Greg Pratt's in Chicago, Illinois. He works for the Chicago Tribune. He's also a representative for the union of folks that work at the Tribune. What's the name of the union you got over there, Greg?
The Chicago Tribune Guild.
And is that a division of, like, the Teamsters or something? What union is that, or is it a union unto itself?
Well, I wish we were the Teamsters, you know, and, you know, I wish we were the Teamsters and my last name were Hoffa, but it's the News Guild, part of the Communication Writers of America.
You do not wish your last name was Hoffa in that case. Talk to me a little bit, though. You also write and report in the Chicago Tribune, and you joined us last week to talk about new players coming in to maybe overtake the Alden Capital Group's interest in buying the Chicago Tribune and having controlling interest of the Chicago Tribune. And it seems like more has happened over the weekend. What's the latest on Tribune ownership?
Well, there's a hotel magnate in Baltimore named Stuart Bainum who wants to buy Tribune Publishing, and he's got an ally in a Swiss billionaire who lives in Wyoming named Hans-Jörg Wies, who wants to buy the Chicago Tribune and help him buy the whole company, but also buy the Tribune. And they formally made an offer to the company that is many millions of dollars more than what Alden Global Capital has offered. And it looks like like they're on track to beat Alden, which is the most important. I think this is the most important non-coronavirus story happening right now in Chicago.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's the biggest newspaper in the city. It's one of the best newspapers in the world. It's a newspaper that can go down with Alden, which is what would happen if Alden Global Capital were to be able to own it. You know, within 10 years, it would be a shell of itself. And that's a conservative estimate. And there would be a lot of politicians that not being held accountable and a lot of bad things going on without as much scrutiny as is necessary.
I'm a fan of the Tribune, the Sun-Times, the Daily Herald, for that matter. You know, I work in the media, and I want to champion our industry in every fashion or form that I can. But last week you told us that as those other offers would be contingent, and Alden was not, that the Tribune might go with the sure thing. Has anything changed about that?
Yes, last week the offer that, because these two gentlemen had made an offer that was subject to financing. It was more than what Alden had offered, but it was subject to financing. And these guys came back and they said, no, actually, we've got the money. We'll fund it ourselves.
Wow.
So it's not a contingent offer. It's a fully funded offer, which, you know, it changes the dynamic completely.
So then who decides? I mean, it would seem to me like you would take the richest offer if it's a sure thing. So is Alden out because their bid isn't high enough? Who makes this decision?
It's actually remarkable. Alden has a say because they own, it's not quite a, I don't know if it's a third, but it's roughly a third.
Yeah.
A guy named Dr. Soon Shiong, who is a billionaire who owns the LA Times, owns about a 25% of the company. And then the rest of the shareholders. And I think it's the non-Alden shareholders that get a vote on the Alden proposal. And so you could imagine it becoming chaotic if a whole bunch of people say, if, you know, Alden says, we're going to try to block the sale. And it becomes chaotic if Dr. Soon Shiong decides, hey, I'm going to block Alden, and people start blocking each other.
Well, I understand, I think, the dynamic you're talking about, but it seems to me like if the public owns most of the shares, wouldn't the public take the richest offer, regardless of these politics or shenanigans? Let's pick it up here in just a minute, Greg. I want to talk to you a little bit more about this. This is WGN Radio. Let's finish our conversation with the patient, Greg Pratt, reporter for the Chicago Tribune, who covers Mayor Lightfoot, City Hall. He's also on the union. He's one of the... are you the president of the Tribune Union, Greg? What is your title there?
I am the president.
So you were talking to us just before the break about this Alden Global Capital, which is a hedge fund that buys companies, sells companies, makes money turning them over, and they were in a position to, still are, to take over the Chicago Tribune. And what that means is concerning. Maybe they'll gut the newspaper. In fact, name reporters and columnists and editors have been leaving the company in advance of this, fearful of what's going to happen. And that is that there'll be more syndicated stories, less local reporting, less money paid for people that can do great journalism. And the Tribune is sort of the top of the food chain for journalism in Chicago. So it's a concern to all of us. Alden Global Capital. They've been in the driver's seat. And this isn't just, oh boy, what if that happens? This is what they do when they have bought other papers in this country. Then they set their marks on Chicago. We reached out to Alden Global Capital 1,000 times, and they don't want to come on, which is fine. So now you were telling us before the break that there's like a Swiss billionaire. I mean, it's just funny, these people who don't seem to have connections to Chicago or even journalism, right? Who suddenly want to save the Tribune. I don't know if we should be suspicious or worried about that, Greg. It would make me feel better if Oprah Winfrey had just decided to buy it, you know?
Well, I called her, but she didn't call me back.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I share that. There in life, there is always we'll see that is important to keep as a perspective, just the perspective we'll see. Let's see how things fold out. Just about anybody is better than Alden Global Capital. We had an owner who was horrendous, Michael Farrow, who is better than Alden Global Capital. Alden is the worst.
It's funny because when you guys talk like that, for instance, Eric Zorn and Mary Schmeek have come on our show to talk a little bit about this pending sale. And I'm like, you guys, that's not a very good idea to say that on the radio or in print, because they're probably going to hear that and they're going to fire you if you guys talk that way. I don't know if the union affords people like them or you some protection, but I've been inspired by the courage you people show sometimes.
Well, we do have a labor, under labor law, we're allowed to talk about our workplace and conditions. And, that's my perspective, is me talking about how these people make our workplace impossible to work at by destroying it would protect me under labor law, but I understand it. I think my mother and my girlfriend both worry about it, but you have to be brave in life.
So is it the politics of the company? That is, it is a conservative company or a liberal company, or is it just the way they churn companies that concerns you all?
It's as far as I can tell, they're pretty apolitical. They don't care about politics. They're just about, we're gonna get 25% off of this company every quarter, and if that means that we fire a lot of really good people and we're just putting in, somebody's napkin scribbling, and we're not talking about Hemingway's napkin scribbling, but somebody, just some random scrawls, and it doesn't matter if it's good, it doesn't matter if it's got context, we just want to fill the paper with whatever we can fill the paper with so that we can make our 25%. Me and my members aren't against making money. We want to make more money, and we want the company to make money. The company, in fact, does make money. It's profitable. But we also don't want to just make money at the expense of the actual product and the sustainability of the newspaper and the community.
Greg, one last question then. Is there a timeline about this? I mean, you described these other players now, one in Los Angeles, one on the East Coast with a connection overseas. When will this happen? Is there a vote coming up soon? When does this all go down?
I believe when Alden Global Capital put in their proposal, they were supposed to, it was supposed to be maybe sometime early in the second quarter. So really starting now. There isn't a date set, but I would guess that we'll be living with this for at least several weeks, if not a couple months.
Okay. Well, we'll maybe connect again down the road when more data points become available, but it's interesting to hear and encouraging, I think. So, Greg, my best to you and everybody over there.
Thank you, sir.